Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
It's a Fastlane on 101 ESPN 502, your time check, brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and Super Bowl champion Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to our 101 ESPN celebrity line. You heard the caw coming in. That's because it's our chat, our weekly chat with a Battle Hawk. We've got linebacker Travis Feeney on the line right now. Travis, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks, guys.
Love it. Hey, Travis, we got to ask you, first of all, congrats on the win. That was exciting last Saturday. The Battle Dome was rocking, man. What's your thoughts on St. Louis and the home crowd?
There ain't nothing like it. It makes me feel like I'm back at Husky Stadium a little bit, man. The loud crowd and everything. I love the energy.
Now, I see that you are a former Washington Husky. Obviously, you all made it to the national championship game. Man, may not have gone the way. Yeah, I know. It's frustrating, right? Didn't go the way that you were. You would have liked. What have you seen from your program and how well you all have been doing lately?
Man, I just see that Husky pride coming back. I see that old nitty-gritty kind of team and the old connection of everybody being really close on that team. It looked like a lot of those guys this year that are a really close-knit group, a lot of the defensive guys and the offensive guys, it looked like they're really bonded together. And that's what I'm used to being as of being an alumni, being on the teams I've been on in the past there.
Travis, since we're talking about teams you played on before, me being the guy from Canada here, I'm going to go back to your time in Toronto in the CFL.
Oh, man.
How'd you like that?
Man, it was interesting.
All right, I see where we're going here.
It was interesting. But, nah, man, I had a good time. Made a lot of connections with friends. I have a real good friend that I'm actually good friends with out there now, and he actually came to my Michigan game. Him and my ex-teammate from Toronto came to my Michigan game. So it was a good time. It was a good connection. I still have a lot of teammates that are up there still playing now. It was different. I mean, it was cold. I'll tell you that. Never played in that cold of weather.
Yeah, cold. And then how difficult was it for you going from, you know, the traditional four downs and the size of the field and then playing defense on that big field with the different style of game?
Man, I said the big difference was I got moved to defensive end. I literally was an inbox. Well, in the box, outside, depends on what team and what defense I was in. But, man, when I was, like, and then a yard off, that was crazy. And then the whole special teams, everything was kind of – it was just a quicker game, or quicker as far as just speed-wise. Not, like, necessarily fully faster, but just faster as far as, like, the crazy stuff that can happen. Because if you're not – if you let one guy beat you outside, you're kind of – the field's too wide to really catch back up.
It's got to be faster when they can go in motion and coming downhill at you, and you don't know what the hell is
going on. you're like, man, this dude's 5 yards off the ball, and he's sprinting. Like, what are we doing?
Travis Feeney joining us right now, linebacker for the Battle Hawks. Travis, going back to your time at Washington, and then you get a phone call from somebody that on draft night, I imagine did. You got a phone call from did Mike T get you on the line, because our guy Kerry Davis won a Super Bowl with the Steelers. Of course, he's familiar Mike Tomlin. How was that experience?
A Steeler great right there. Look at that. You got a ring, man. I wish I could have been there to get one too, man. But
what was it like? But, what was it like being in camp though with the Steelers, and then I know you had a couple of other stops.
It was great. I had a real great group of guys. And I still have a great, great connection. He's one of my mentors to this day, my boy Arthur Motes. So, I mean, like, we still connect every year. At least once or twice a year I connect and call him and chop it up. And, I mean, ran into Joey Porter last year, Coach Porter, Coach Peasy, last year in the UFL, the XFL, before. But, it was a great time, man. It was a great learning experience, great group of guys. and just really just get that taste of just like how it is to be a pro. And I think I was able to learn a lot from that organization for sure.
Travis, sticking with, I guess, the head coach theme or mentor theme, whatever, you know, Anthony Becht, you know, what's he like as a coach and, you know, what's he like to play for?
Man, it's good to see. I mean, I've known Coach Beck since 2019. So we were together with the San Diego Fleet in the AAF. So just to see coaches' development from being a position coach, tight end coach, and then being now a head coach, it's just crazy to see his growth. I think he's doing a great job, doing an amazing job, and he's getting better just every day as we go on.
Travis, I want to go.
It's pretty cool to see.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to go back real quick because you called him Coach Peasy. I don't know Coach Peasy. I know Peasy, Joey Porter, as a teammate. Yeah. But I don't know the Coach Peasy. What was he like as a coach? Because as a player, he was crazy as hell. So what was he like as a coach?
I'm not gonna lie, man. I thought he was going to be crazy, but Coach Peasy's just, he's kind of calm and collected. Kind of,
really?
You know, he's chill and, like, he's definitely like, you got to make your assignment and do your job. And, you know, he's going to correct you. And one of his big things I still remember was don't make the same mistake. Mm. Like, if you make a mistake, it's fine. You know, I'm going to find you. But I'm going to find you. But don't make the same mistake, man. Don't make the same mistake. You got to be coachable. You got to do something different. You're doing the same mistake, you're going to be out of here.
Couple more things for Travis Feeney, linebacker for the Battle Hawks. Travis, what's it like going up against, when you guys do have an opportunity to go against your offense, what's it like going up against A.J. McCarron, who has, you know, done a really nice job in his 2 years with the Battle Hawks, and of course he spent some time in the NFL. The Bengals wanted him back a year ago when they had a rash of injuries at the quarterback position. What's it like to go up against A.J. McCarron in practice?
Man, you know you're going against a guy who has experience, a guy who has NFL experience, a guy who started before, he's played a lot of games. He knows the game. He knows the X's and O's. And then you got our O-line. You got our receivers and honestly just all around the field weapons. I mean, you're going against the NFL caliber guys every day. So, I mean, and there's just guys just looking for their shot, looking for the opportunity to get back again. So, I mean, it's just competitive every day at practice. They'll have a good day. And we'll have a good day. They'll have a good day. We'll have a good day. We'll have a mixed day. You know, so that's the part that's great. It's just great competition all around. And we just have just a great group overall. And then just to have the leadership in that role is amazing right there.
You all heading to San Antonio to take on the San Antonio Brahmas this weekend. What have you seen from them, and what do you expect that game to be like this Sunday?
Man, you know, being an ex-Steeler myself, you know, it's just going to be a dogfight. Mm. It's going to be a real dogfight. I mean, you got the storyline of one versus two, you know. So, I mean, we know this is not going to be easy match. They're going to have punches. They're going to make some plays. But it's just a matter of who's going to make more plays at the end of the day and who's going to stop, who's going to be able to execute, and who's not going to get tired. That's the whole thing. You got to not get tired of doing your job. You know, once side gets tired of doing their job, that's when the game turns. So it's really going to be on us to stay locked in and consistently not get tired of doing the same thing, not trying to make a play when we don't got to, letting our teammate make a play, trusting our teammate to make the play. You know, and that's one thing that we got to really, I think, we got to really focus on more is just doing our job, doing our assignment.
Travis, it was announced.
It's gonna be a dogfight.
Yeah, sorry, Travis. It was announced earlier this year that the championship game will be held here in St. Louis at the Battle Dome.
St. Louis. At the Battle Dome.
That's right. That's where
we gotta get there, man. We gotta get there. We owe it to the fans, you know. Especially after last year. I mean, we owe it to the fans. We owe it to ourselves. We gotta make that happen. And I think we're on a good path to make that happen. We just gotta stay consistent. That's the big thing, is this consistency. Because I think last year we had some up and down games, and I think that's what it hurt us. So, I mean, that's one thing we got to make sure to not allow points, and our offense got to make sure to score a lot of points.
Well, you know, if you don't have a kicker closing his eyes and kicking 64-yard field goals against you, you'd be 2-0 too, Travis. So.
Broke my heart.
Broke a lot of hearts
at
here.
At least he went and did it again, man. After.
Yeah, boy.
He made that first kick, and coach called everybody to the sideline. I need to move. I said, dude, this is crazy. He made a 64-yard kick. And he hit the back of the net. I said, wow, he's going to make it again.
Now, Travis, I used to live in Detroit. I used to cover the Lions. I think those windows, they got the windows on the one side of the field. I'm pretty sure they were open. I think the wind was blowing.
It had to be, man. It had to be. I felt a little dry.
Travis, you're a lot of fun, man. We appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. And we'd love to have you back on the show.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you guys have me. I love you. Love the energy, man. Anytime.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Trav. We'll see you, buddy.
Hey, go Hawks. Ka-da!